So the saying goes that where your treasure is, there also will be your heart, or there will be your heart also. I think that's a King James English. All right. So looking at treasure, it's anything that you value above every other thing. That particular thing you value above all others. That's a treasure. All right. And it's also something that can motivate you to action. For some people, it's money. For some other people, it's power. And then there are people who theirs is fame or attention. That's where their heart is. That's what they are striving to achieve. So there are actually so many things in this world that are vying for control of our hearts, right? So based on that statement about the heart and treasure, Jesus in that Sermon on the Mount was simply saying that to determine where a person's treasure is to also determine where the person's heart is. So if you find where the treasure is, then you know that that's where the heart is. So yeah, from Friday through the weekend, even till now, it's been reactions upon reactions to the unconfirmed reports, right? That PSG footballer, Hakimi, he put all his assets in his mother's name, and now it's made it impossible for his wife, Hiba Abuk, to get anything amid their divorce. And I've seen a lot of posts, some men hailing Hakimi for being wise. And there are some other people who are criticizing him, saying that it's only a child that would give his mother or father his money to keep for them. So for them, marriage is for men. And so this young man has proven that he's not, right? That is for those people. Now, there are some other people who have now said, oh, the tables have turned in this particular case. You know, that usual thing where a lot of maybe women believe that a woman's money is her money, but a man's money is our money. That's for people in a marriage, okay? So they're saying that this woman's money now is the our money, and the young man's money is his money. Because there are also unconfirmed reports that the wife has been using her money to run the home all this while. So remember I said unconfirmed. So I don't know which one is true. But these are just stuff that have come up on social media. All right. So yes, based on the conversation, here are my questions. The very first one, what is your view on that saying, where your heart is, there is your treasure also? All right. I want to know what you think about that. And then when it comes to your family, who handles the family finance? Is it the wife? Is it the husband? Is it an extended family member who perhaps is maybe a financial advisor? And so, yeah, the person is the one in charge of the finances of the family. It's possible, right? It might not even be a family member. It could be a friend who knows how to handle finances well. And so everything that has to do with the finances for a particular home could just be in the hands of that person. He helps you to determine how to spend your money, where to invest, and which one to save, and all of that. So you tell me what happens in your own home, all right? And then the last one, that belief that in a marriage, a man's money is our money, but a woman's money is her money. What is also your view on that one? So let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And then you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And you can also get on Facebook and join the conversation, all right? On Facebook, we're Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. It's the sunny side. And that's how we're taking this conversation right now, from different angles. And then I decided to go the Bible way. So let's hear from you. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's
my
your name?
My name is Fabi Awar.
Okay.
Yeah. Going by the statement you just put on right now about your kidney.
Did you hear my questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Where your heart is, there is your treasure also. It's a saying. What's your view on that? Turn off your radio set, please.
Definitely where your heart is, that is where your money is.
So for you, treasure is money.
There is no doubt about that. But in the case of
Hold on. You want to talk about something else. I just use that as example. All
right?
Yeah. My topic is not Hakimi. My topic is what I just mentioned now. So who handles the finance in your family?
I handle my finance in my family.
Are you married?
Yes, with 4 children.
Oh, interesting. So why are you the one handling the finance?
My dear sister, it is where my heart is. Not there what day. I am the one in charge.
Okay.
I am the person in charge, providing for the house and the family.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I cannot...
So that's why you're the one who is also...
spending my money unnecessarily. I give order. I tell my wife, please do this. Please spend this money. Please do this. I give instructions. I just transfer money to my wife to do things in the house. She has her own too, but I'm the head of the house.
Okay.
So I send her money according to my instructions, and no one says.
That's good. So you say you are the one in charge. How about that belief that in a marriage, a man's money is our money and the woman's money is her money? Does that also play out in your own marriage?
Definitely, it plays out. In fact, if any man thinks that a woman's money is his money, he's in trouble.
Really?
He's in big trouble.
That's his wife.
Any man that would think about that see my wife get money, so therefore, I am also part of his story. That is the reason why God made the man the head of the family.
Okay.
Your duty is to hustle and function as the head. Do not allow the woman to be your head, please.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so I've just been informed that the smart number is working. So yes, you can call this other number now. 070-0923-0923. So that's the number to call. And I have a couple of people here. Interesting. Who's the first person? Daniel from Imogate. Hi, Daniel. Apologies. Hello, Zion.
Yeah, Constance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you for this conversation, because it was something we discussed yesterday in the men's meeting after church.
Really?
We are getting married. Beautiful. After that, there is no marriage again. The other word you hear, we are married. Now, between we are getting married and we are married, there is a space. And in this world, there is nothing like vacuum. So what do you use in filling those space? Commitment. Teamwork. Respect. Forgiveness. Acceptance. And appreciation. When people miss this vacuum, they now know who is going to control the finances, who is not controlling the finances, who is bringing money, who is not bringing. No, it's my money, it is our money. All these are poverty mentalities which people bring into a sacred environment called marriage, where angels dine, where destinies are decided, where futures are built.
So, Mr. Zion, what you're saying is that no one person handles or manages a family's finance. Once that happens, it means the devil is at work.
Exactly.
Really?
What you needed at that point is what you posted to work. How much is your salary, Mr. Zion? 40,000 naira. Your wife, Constance, how much is her salary? Oh, 50,000 naira. Okay, let's come together. What do we do for this month of April? What do we buy? How much do we send to mommy? How much do we send to your own father? How much do we save? What are we...
Hello? That happened. All right, Mr. Zion, you might call back if you want to. Daniel is back. Hello, Daniel from Imo Gates.
Yes, Jennifer. Good afternoon.
This is Constance. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon. On the subject matter, I think that of our husband's money is our money. The other one is mine. That is in African setting. And I am sorry if I will generalize it to every African woman, but say 95% of them, let me give them percentage now. Yes. Whatever, because the other, there are few others who really know, understand that the home belongs to them. The money they make, even a woman can use her own money, taking care of the children, paying their school fees and all the rest of it. But that's by the way. The other one, let me speak from a religiously as a Christian,
okay,
from the religious perspective. We use that word a lot. Where your treasure is, that is where your
heart is.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's where your heart is.
Yes.
Because if any other thing, so that you will focus on Christ, knowing that every other thing is perishable, but Christ, heaven is real. So I look at it in a secular way. That is to say, here in the world as well, yes, maybe money, power, maybe a young man is getting a very beautiful bride. That time there is nothing you will say again that young man will not be focused in getting that beautiful bride. So actually, that's the way I look at it. Where somebody's treasure is, that is where his heart is. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Daniel. 070-0923-0923. All right, you can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And when you call the number, there is a call screener. So please, you have to talk to the call screener first. And then you get to talk to me. All right, thank you very much. So you can also drop a comment on Facebook. I'll read them. Makadishi is saying something else. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. So I want to get your view on that particular saying. And then, with that in mind, who handles your family finance? Who is the manager? Who's the one in charge? And then there's also the saying that, or the belief, that a man's money is our money, but a woman's money is her money. And this is not a belief that just the women hold. I've also met men who believe the same thing. They believe, whatever money my wife makes, it's none of my business. It's her money. But the one I make, that is our money. I'm the one who married her. I'm supposed to be the one to take care of her. All right. So what do you think? Ikechi is calling from Eneka. Hi, Ikechi.
Hello. This is Constance, right?
Yes, you are speaking with Constance. You're welcome.
All right. On the topic, I sincerely believe in the family that the woman and the man should have teamwork in respect to managing the funds of the family. And to your question, where you are at, if that's where your treasure is also, it means where you put your heart, that is where your treasure is actually found. Because where a man's heart is placed, that is where his treasure is located. That is the much, I think, can add to that particular meaning.
Okay.
So, on the area of management of funds, I think it's just about teamwork, saying money, all those things are not useful. It's a sign of someone being too materialistic, if you mean. And that is not integral to the building of a family. That's the much I will contribute.
All right. Thank you for calling, Ikechi. I was going to ask, who's being materialistic here? If a man holds that belief, is he the one who's being materialistic? If he says, my wife's money is her money, and my money is our money, is he the one who's being materialistic? Well, what's your thought, though? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then for WhatsApp messages, you can actually send them to 0809-030-6416. Greetings, Constance. As a spiritual coach, I can really tell you that men were created to serve women in every possible way, physically, spiritually, and otherwise. Women were here before men, not the reverse, as is being promulgated in popular scriptures today. Man was simply made for work and servitude to women. This doesn't sound nice, but it's real. Somyeye, I refuse to be confused. In what way does this relate to what we're saying? All right, since you're typing on WhatsApp, you can as well explain to me further. Thank you very much. Hi, Muriel.
Hello, Constance.
Good afternoon, Muriel. You're welcome.
Thank you, Constance. How was your weekend there?
It was good.
Hello, Constance.
Yeah, I can hear you. I said my weekend was good. You're welcome.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm not really clear. Well, Constance, in this case, I would say both the man and the woman, they control their finances. The man controls his and the woman controls hers. When a man decides to give you monthly money and says this is for the house for the month, that does not mean you control his money. He just gives you a check out of what he earns, and then he says, do this, and you do that. You don't know if he gives some to side chicks, or if he gives, maybe just dashes anybody money willingly, or he does something, or maybe he gives some secret investment. I'm just saying. But trust me, Constance, when a man gives his wife money, and every month we're going to do this, or maybe we'll have a joint account, one account, then he also has a separate account on his own. Doesn't mean that you control his money or they both control the money. No, everybody controls their money. But they both know that they have a common goal, which is the family. They have children. They have to, whatever decision they make, they have to remember the children. But that does not mean they don't do other side things with their money independently. Somebody might decide to take himself out today and say, let me go out, let me take care of myself, let me give myself a treat. He has control of his money. He doesn't need your permission. Nobody, he might not need your permission to do that. He does not need his wife's permission to give money to side to any other person. But she knows that at the end of the month or in a year, this is what they budgeted for this, this is what they budgeted for this. But they both have control of their money, absolutely.
Interesting.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So, it seems mentioning, maybe because I didn't use the word manage, I don't know, I'm getting this vibe of people making it seem as though it's wrong to have a particular person manage the family finance. I've had a conversation with a married man before, and then he tells me how he is a better manager of finance. He knows, he's just better at managing money than his wife. And that's why he's the one who manages the funds. All right? So he's the one who sits down to draft what and what we're putting money into. and what we're saving, what and what we're investing, and what we're investing into. And then he now brings the wife into the picture, and then they have a conversation. So he does the major, should I call it drafting? And then the wife gets to see what he has drafted, where he has earmarked the monies. And so she can okay it or bring in another suggestion to what he has done so far. So managing the finance. Okay, is anything wrong with one person controlling the money? Really, what is really wrong with the word control? I see a lot of people putting up that shield. It's almost as if some people just want to fight. Control what? It's my money. Nobody controls. Do we even know what it means to control, to manage? It's like for a very long time when you hear people say woman rapper, it's like it's a bad thing. But these days you meet men who will proudly tell you, yes, I'm a woman rapper. Yeah. So what exactly is wrong with one person controlling the family finance? I need someone to help me understand what is wrong with that. So this is a family. This is two people who have become one, who have come together to form it's beyond an alliance. And then you're starting a home. So one person is bringing the bulk of the money. Or maybe you both are bringing the monies. You bring yours, I bring mine. And then we put it together. But first of all, how many people even do that? Yeah, there are families where there is nothing called family finance. There are families where it doesn't exist. So it's just one person doling out money whenever, however. There's no sitting down to say, this is how much we have. This is how much we own. And so this is how we're going to spend the money we have, no matter how little it is. So there are homes where that doesn't even exist in the first place. All right, so I have been told to call the other numbers. So yeah, you can as well call the other numbers. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Hello, welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, Mega, I want a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Koro.
All right, you're welcome.
Doing well, my sister.
Thank you.
It's not bad for one person to control money in the family. As another person can be able to give account of that money. If they let them call you mother, but you're doing well more than them, is good. Like maybe the other person might not know, maybe the wife might do well, however, they don't go come now. No go charge the most, put on like. As long as you're bringing up something in that, your calculations is good for one person to be the head. It doesn't mean that you're a woman or man. After a woman give birth to men. So, people will say, oh, look at your wife is controlling you. No. She's bringing up something in that family. Allow her to control. Don't say that she's a woman because she's a woman, she cannot control. If she's doing well, leave her to do well, so that family will grow. Leave other people to talk. Thank you very much. God bless you. I don't know that from Koro.
All right, Honorable Ida, thank you for calling. Hello. All right, please do well to call back. La 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 la. All right. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And 0817-923-0002. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Zion, let me conclude my thoughts.
All right, go on.
You see, in that environment where one person say, I want to be the one to control the money, go and check. There is always a problem in that family. And this problem does not start in that marriage. It came from somewhere. maybe it was their experiences from their past relationships, and they brought that mindset into their marriage. But in the marriage, what we have is, who is disbursing the finances, and which is the woman, not the man. So underline those two words: control the finances and disbursement of the finance.
So what's the difference?
One, this way is the control. You can't define it now. Because I want you to talk. No, no time.
Time there, I beg. Mr. Zion, they talk. I'm listening.
The morning, I need my hand today. One by pepper, come with me. One by salt, come with me. I need money to send to Mama. How much? 10,000. Why? Why not 2,000 naira? You know, the money, that is control and is poverty mentality. But when both parties have agreed from the beginning, every month, Mama takes 5,000, Papa takes 5,000, the money is already there in the disbursal system. What she does, she sends them up and checks the life of such women. They are very happy because they see this thing as a responsibility. They take pride in it. They enjoy it. They just love it. I'm taking money to Mama. I'm taking money to Papa. I'm buying.
So you do not see control as a good thing.
It's a bad thing.
Control.
It has destroyed marriages. So constant. That thing.
Mr. Zion, can I read out the meaning of control to you?
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right. So there are so many meanings, but this one is coming from Wikipedia. Control is a function of management, which helps to check errors in order to take corrective actions. This is done to minimize deviation from standards and ensure that the stated goals of the organization are achieved in a desired manner.
Constance.
Yes.
In English language, there's what we have, structure and legacy. In this aspect of marriage, we are looking at the control that is structured for marriage. Which of that control are you looking at? Even in this particular definition you gave, you found out that there's a point you get to that point of when there is an error, there should be a correction. You see that, please? Underline that. But if you can also look at the meaning of disbursement of finance, you find out that is more holistic. Because of what? Nobody's in control here. We have agreed on this. Between Constance and I, there is an agreement. And let us do it accordingly.
So don't you think that agreement is actually the control?
That control, who agrees on who? Agreement can only be done with two parties. You can't be agreement of yourself on issues that involve others. You are able.
Hello, Mr. Zion.
It's the point of crisis in marriages. I am the boss here. I take orders. I give commands. These are the problems. But to ameliorate all this, let's look at this word, the disbursement. By the grace of God in my family, my wife does the disbursement.
Okay.
I would say she do the health control because at the end of the month, this is the point. I just give her my ATM. She knows my bank card. She has access to everything, my finances. But should I shock you? I don't know the thing to ask for her ATM. I don't know. I did it deliberately. I don't want to know how much this woman is earning. I don't care. It's deliberate. Even though most times it causes issues between us. How many times should I tell you my PIN code? How many times do I even asked him their paid no? I don't care. In the morning, if you see where this woman...
All right, that happened. So Mr. Zion has a problem with the word control. But why? It is not a bad word. You know, there's actually something I would like us to discuss someday. The word supervise. I just wrote it down somewhere. And maybe when I'm ready, really, for that conversation. So control... He says it's a bad thing. When you have control over something, it means, I mean, this is how I see it, oh, control. What example can I give now? So there's a cup, right? And we're to drink from this cup. If nobody is in control of this cup, everybody will drink from it and dump it. And then if all of us are in control, and there is that thing in our mind to take control, so it means a rule has to be put in place, first of all. So he's talking about having a conversation and agreeing on who disburses. That is control. You're controlling your finance. So there's a rule. Please, when you're done drinking from this cup, take it to the sink, wash it, rinse it, and then take it back there to that shelf and keep it this way, face down. The next person drinks, and everybody knows that is what we are doing to control the use or the usage of this cup. So that is control of the family finance. When you are sitting down to discuss that at the end of the month, we're giving the church half of our finance, and we're giving the people on the streets the next half, and we'll go with nothing. That is you. That's how you want to control it. So you've sat down to agree on how to control. And then he says disbursement is far better. It's disbursement, which is the payment of money from a fund. Juliet. Apologies, Juliet. All right. So let me see this message. Oh my God, this is quite long. I think I should leave this till... how many minutes do I have? All right, I can do this. Hey, Constance, as believers, it is unscriptural to believe that a woman's money is her money and a man's money is our money. By virtue of marriage in the Bible, I and my wife are one. My wife and I use same ATM pin for both her cards and mine. She's free to withdraw money anytime she so desires from any of my banks. Same with me. Let me shock you. Well, this would have shocking me, but I've come again. When I newly married, the first 2 years, my wife received her salary and sent all to my account and removed only her tithe. She spent from my account and spent judiciously. I was the one that decided she should keep her money away from my account before she even struggled to stop. Worthy of note, she is not a village girl. She is a well-educated lady to an MSc level. I'm from the Igbo tribe, most of us liking to be money conscious. Conclusively, I married a good woman. People that marry the wrong people are the ones hiding that philosophy, holding that philosophy to heart. All right. I would like to remain anonymous. Thanks. All right. Thank you very much. Interesting.